Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
We had a fire in 2002 out where we lived. It was a drought year, and there was 144,000 acres burnt. It started 8 miles from our house. It burned within 1 mile of our house, and they evacuated all of our homes. And we were out of it for 2 weeks, and a lot of my neighbors were renting trucks and loading up all of their household goods and leaving because they were afraid that their house would burn down. And Jamie and I just prayed over our house and blessed it and spoke favor over it and said, we believe that it's protected. And as we were leaving, Jamie said, I agree with you and I believe that our house is blessed and that everything's going to be fine. But she says, you know, when it comes down to it, it's just stuff. She says, it wouldn't matter if we lost the whole thing. We had fun getting it. We'd have fun getting it back. It's just stuff. Man, that's a great attitude. And if you've ever seen our house, we got a lot of stuff. It would take one truck to move Jamie's knickknacks. And then another truck to move the rest of the house. I mean, this is our dream house. We designed it. We built it. And it's just full of stuff. But you know, it's just stuff. That's the right attitude. And yet there's a lot of people that hoard their stuff and they're afraid to give it away because they think that that is the real blessing of God. It's not. It's the favor of God that has been spoken over you that produces things that's the real blessing. So don't ever get your attention on things and think that this is how I'm blessed, because things have a way of leaving, changing, breaking, growing old, needing to be replaced. You need to recognize it's the favor of God spoken over you that is the real blessing. And let me just share some important things here in Proverbs chapter 18, in verse 20. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. You know, I hadn't got time to go through every one of these, but I've actually preached on this verse for an hour and gone through every individual word. Words are important. It's using symbolism and says, you'll be satisfied with the fruit of your mouth. Fruit. That's like you plant a seed and something grows up and you get fruit. In other words, these words that come out of your mouth produce fruit. If you would look at it, that every word you say is like spitting seeds. Every word that you say is like spitting a seed out your mouth. And it goes on in the next verse to say, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life. It didn't say death and life and a whole lot of stuff in the middle that doesn't matter. Just idle words, wasted words. Matter of fact, Jesus said this over in Matthew chapter 12, around verse 33, 35 somewhere. He said, every idle word that men speak, they will give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Most of us think words aren't really that important. We have to say things like, I really mean it, when Jesus said, let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. But we say all kinds of things that we don't mean. We promise people things. Say, I'll be there at 7 o'clock. You get there at 7:10, 7:15. They can count on you being late. Don't raise your hand. But you know what? God is never late. If He says something, the whole universe depends upon Him keeping His word. If He says something, He has to do it, or the universe would self-destruct. Everything is held together by the power of His word. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. He never lies. He never misrepresents. So if you say you're going to be someplace at 7 and you get there at 7:01, you're ungodly. That word means not like God. If you say we're going to leave at 7:30 and you get out the door at 7:40, you're ungodly. I know some of you think, boy, you're nitpicking. God loves you if you're ungodly. I'm just trying to convince you that you're ungodly, amen. But God loves you. I'm not trying to condemn you, but I'm saying death and life are in the power of the tongue. And you know what? When you say something and don't do it, you're releasing death. When you speak forth your fear, every time somebody says, how are you doing? And you say, oh, the doctor says I'm dying. The doctor says it's going to get worse. And you talk about how you feel, you just made your situation worse. Death and life, not anything else. It's either death or life. You're either going to release life. You're spitting seeds that are going to produce something that grows positive in your life, or you're speaking negative. I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, if I could follow you home and listen to some of you talk and then play it back for you, you shouldn't wonder why your life is in the mess that it is. Some of the things we say, some of the thoughts, and you know, not only the words you say out of your mouth, but as you think, your self-talk will eventually come out. And there are some of you that if you were around me, if I was home with you, you'd be on your best behavior. You'd say, oh, I believe it's getting better. I believe God's working in my behalf. But then you get around some people that don't believe like I do, and they say, how are you? And you just let it all out. Just throw up all over them, all of your doubt and your unbelief. You're releasing death. You're spitting seeds of death that are going to produce something every time you do that. And remember that a blessing is nothing but God's divine favor spoken over you. The reason I bring this out is to say, if your words and my words are life and death, every word, and let me put a little parenthesis here before I finish that statement. But that's not only true of your words, that's true of every word you listen to. If you watch a show and they're speaking things contrary to the Word of God, they're speaking death into you that's impacting you and having an impact on you. When they speak strife, did you know where envy and strife is? There's confusion in every evil work. And every time you watch a show with strife and hatred in it and people hurting each other, did you know you are opening up a door through their words of putting death in your life? Every time you listen to a song, country and western, somebody running off with another person's wife and sitting on the bar stool and complaining about your pickup and your dog leaving and the Wichita lineman still on the line, you're sowing seeds of death and discouragement on the inside of you. Every time you hear somebody sing about lusting after this person and going to a bar and doing what, I don't know what they are, but all of these songs and stuff, you know what? You're sowing seeds of lust on the inside of you. I know some of you don't like this because it doesn't fit your lifestyle, but I think if you'd be honest, your lifestyle isn't working. You're sick, you're poor, you're stressed. You know that there's something more than what you've got, and yet when somebody goes to telling you the truth, well, I'm not sure I agree with that. You know, if what you're doing isn't working for you, why don't you listen to somebody that it is working for? Amen. You need to consider what I say. It's important, the words that you say, not only the words you say, but the words everybody. And if it's important, the words that we say, and if this be true, that death and life are in the power of our tongue, just think how powerful God's words are. When God speaks something over you, it's powerful. And I think that we lose some of the impact of this because we live in a society where our words don't mean that much. Used to, if you gave somebody your word, you could count on it. You could count on it. Nowadays, you can sign a contract, and a contract doesn't mean anything. If you get a good lawyer, he can get you out of it. Depends on what the definition of is. People don't mean what they say. You know, they've wanted to put some of these recent presidents on Mount Rushmore. But they decided they didn't have room for two more faces. You'll get that later. I mean, politicians today, they just lie. And it's part of the territory. And because of this, we don't think there's that much power in words. But God, it says in Psalms chapter 89, verse 34, He says, "My covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that has gone forth out of my lips." You meditate on that verse, and what he's saying is every time I say something, it's a covenant. It's a contract. God never lies. God never says, "I'll do something," and doesn't come through with it. And that verse that I quoted earlier out of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, it says that Jesus is the express image of His person and the brightness of His glory. And upholding all things by the word of His power. He upholds everything by the word of His power. You know, over in Genesis, if you were to turn over there, there's like 10, 15 times that God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God created everything tangible that you and I can see out of words. Words are the parent force. You were created by words. This earth, the oxygen you breathe, were created by words. That body was created by words. It will respond to words. Words are the parent force. Words created everything. And according to that verse in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, He holds all things together by the power of His word.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-164 titled "The Blessing of God" when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to go visit our website. It's www.awmi.net. And I tell you, I think it's one of the best websites available. And on this website, you can do all kinds of things. You could review your giving and things. Plus, there are hundreds of my teachings that you can get free downloads, thousands of my television programs available, thousands of our radio programs available. There's news updates about what's happening through our Bible college students and graduates worldwide. And I tell you, it is just a tremendous place. Plus, I review the guest book nearly daily, and I would love to hear comments. So it's awmi.net.